Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Salih, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. Well, after first dipping our toes into earnings season, last week we went right off the high dive and got fully immersed. Thankfully, we were light on the tricks and heavy on the treats. Along with earnings season, we had some deal activity and positive crude data points, but this wasn't enough to offset growing concerns about the ability of OPEC to follow through on its planned production cap scheduled for November, which drove oil to post a decline of 4% for the week. In sympathy, energy equities lost ground too, with the S&P Energy Index down just over 1%, and E&Ps and MLPs losing about 4% and 3% respectively. While equity prices lost ground, the fundamental results were generally positive. With that, I'll give a rapid-fire update on earnings announced last week. Get your pens and notepads ready. Starting with the beats, Buckeye put up a strong quarter on volumes and margins and also announced an acquisition of a 50% interest in BTTI's general partner, significantly expanding their global footprint. MPLX LP posted a quarterly beat, but the big news out was clarity given on 2017 and 18 distribution growth projections, which were higher than the market expected. Antero Resources and Antero Midstream both beat with a production surprise driven by larger well completions at the parent, which increased Antero Midstream's gas and water volumes over expectations, resulting in 2x distribution coverage for the quarter. Also in the Northeast, Range beat on EBITDA driven by production over plan. Further, they plan to grow production 30% in 2017 and 20% in 2018. Keep in mind the 2017 growth is boosted by their acquisition of Memorial Resource. Also, EQT had a double beat on both volumes and realizations, which also flowed through to EQM, which had a strong quarter as expected, posting 1.4x distribution coverage. Shifting downstream, Valero had a strong beat on propylene margins and better utilization than expected, while PSX beat recently lowered estimates as refining margins held up better than expected. Meanwhile, PSXP was in line with estimates for yet another strong quarter with 1.3x coverage of its distribution, which they continue to grow at an industry-leading mid-20s% year-over-year. And even though Whiting put up an in-line quarter, the market certainly liked their projection for double-digit production growth in 2017 while spending roughly in line with cash flow, and shares were up 6% after the release. Believe it or not, there were a couple companies that didn't beat for the quarter. First, Enterprise Products was steady as usual, but came in slightly under estimates, with volumes hurt by lower Eagle Ford activity, reduced ethane recoveries, and the non-recurring impact of a fire at their processing plant in Pascagoula. Hey, they can't beat numbers every quarter. For Cabot, operating results were in line with slightly lower production offset by lower lease operating expenses, but the bigger story continues to be takeaway constraints, which were further highlighted by Williams announcing the Atlantic Sunrise project has had its in-service date pushed back to mid-2018. Also, Marathon Petroleum missed for the quarter, but this was partially offset by the announcement of plans to take strategic steps to highlight the value of the general partner of MPLX LP, possibly through an IPO. Meanwhile, Patterson was a little light due to increased operating and maintenance expenses, which they can expect to normalize in the fourth quarter. Wrapping up the week's activity in capital markets, Buckeye and Carrizo issued equity, and Smart Sand Partners launched an IPO, which is scheduled to price November 3rd. And on the M&A front, American Midstream announced its intent to acquire JP Energy Partners, and Energy Transfer Partners is adding yet another entity to its portfolio with the proposed acquisition of the general partner of Pentex Midstream. Additionally, both Carrizo and EQT acquired additional acreage near their existing footprints. Well, I'll leave it at that for now. Happy Halloween.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.